Moving into our scripture, the Old Testament scripture comes from Psalm 37, verses 1 through 11. Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not be envious of the wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Live in the land and enjoy security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will make your vindication shine like the light and the justice of your cause like the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret over those who prosper in their way, over those who carry out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. Yet a little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look diligently for their place, they will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant prosperity. And then Psalm 37, verses 39-40. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord, and he is their refuge in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and rescues them. He rescues them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Our New Testament reading will be from Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who asks of you, and if anyone takes away what is yours, do not ask for it back again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you expect to receive payment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. Instead, love your neighbors, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Judging others, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The word of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and Redeemer. Amen. I went out shopping, and this lady was sobbing in front of me at the checkout line. And she was sobbing because she had lost her tax return. She had cashed it and had it in her purse. And so now here she was, and she couldn't pay for her groceries. So I decided to pay it forward and gave her $200. I mean, I had just found $3,000 in the parking lot, and since I was blessed, I thought I would help her out too. Now, you know that is not true. Well, this morning, I want to take you back in American history, back to 1830, when the Treaty of Dancing Rabbit Creek was signed, representing one of the largest transfers of land between the U.S. government and Native Americans without being instigated by warfare. By the treaty, the Choctaw signed away their remaining traditional homelands, opening them up for European-American settlement. And the tribes were then sent on a forced march of over 500 miles to Oklahoma, which is known as the Trail of Tears. Of the 21,000 Choctaw who started the journey, more than half perished from exposure, malnutrition, and disease. And they struggled for years to make a new life in Oklahoma. Now, fast forward more than a decade, I mean, they're recently off the Trail of Tears. They are still struggling just to feed themselves. And they heard, the Choctaw heard, that the people of Ireland were also oppressed and hungry due to that country's potato famine. Over 1 million Irish died, and almost 3 million immigrated to other countries during that famine. So despite having extremely limited resources, the Choctaw tribe raised $170, sending it to Ireland to help with food relief. And that $170 was the largest donation received by the Irish during those terrible days, which saw death from starvation and disease of 1/8 of the Irish population. Now, $170 doesn't sound like much, but in today's dollars, their gift equaled over $6,500, to give you a little perspective. Well, in 2017, the Irish people dedicated this sculpture. It's called Kindred Spirits, and it's in County Cork in recognition of that gift from the Choctaw. And the sculpture consists of those feathers are 20 feet tall. They're made of stainless steel. They are to represent eagle feathers, arranged in a circle forming a bowl shape to represent a gift of food, a bowl of food. Now, the story could end there and be a great story, but it doesn't. In May of 2020, when the COVID-19 epidemic was raging, the women operating the Navajo and Hopi families' COVID-19 relief fund noticed a significant increase in donation to its GoFundMe page. A lot of them with Irish names. And they, as they checked, almost all of the new money was coming from Ireland. And this fund was a volunteer fund as an effort to get food and water to those tribes' homebound elders in remote areas during the pandemic. Well, eventually they learned that the new donation started with an exchange on Twitter. Between an Irish news reporter and a Navajo engineer. And the reporter had tweeted, "Native Americans raised a huge amount in famine relief for Ireland at a time when they had very little. It's time for us to come through for them now." A few days later, there were 20,000 Irish donors to the fund who had donated 670,000 dollars. And in a few months, from all sources, they raised over $4 million. And the Irish donations ranged anywhere from $10 to more than $1,000. Many posted an Irish proverb that states, "In each other's shadows, the people live." And a Navajo member of the Relief Fund said, "We are so grateful to the ancestors of the Choctaw Nation for their generosity generations ago, and to the Irish people for paying it forward. It just goes to show the interconnectedness of everything, and that a simple act of kindness can be profound." Well, last August, a companion piece to Kindred Spirit was unveiled in Oklahoma. And we'll go to the next slide. This is the Eternal Heart. And this 8-foot sculpture combines a Celtic Trinity symbol intertwined with a heart. And it's specifically facing toward Ireland. Now, you might think of these stories as paying it forward, but another way to define it is as the golden rule in action. I mean, you know that rule. I just taught it to the children. Jesus referred to it as included in our passage from Luke today. "Do to others as you would have them do to you." Now, Jesus did not originate that command. It exists in the Old Testament in a slightly different form that Jesus would also use. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And several of the world's religions have a similar statement. The Golden Rule is a great summary of the ethic Christianity shares with other faiths. It's one of those ties that bind people of religion, different religions all together. And Golden Rule thinking can be the reason for small acts of kindness, such as when you find a wallet that someone has lost. And I do have a story that I will share one day of when I found a wallet. You know, and instead of keeping the cash, you know, you make contact to find the owner and return it. Golden Rule thinking can also take the form of larger acts of kindness, as in the Irish Native American connection. And what's more, a study revealed that when teens are shown compassion, feel others care for them, and are the recipients of kind deeds, they have a greater likelihood of treating others similarly. And I think that's true not just for teens, but for all ages. And what an impact we could have on the world if we all got into that Golden Rule thinking. But the fact is, a lot of the world, including our own nation, rumbles along without paying it forward or without paying much attention to the Golden Rule. And unfortunately, this seems to be true in politics these days. But even in places where the Golden Rule gets lip service, it sometimes gets twisted as well. I mean, in some circles, the rule has become accepted in a negative sense. Don't do anything to others you wouldn't want them to do to you. Okay, well, that's nothing wrong, maybe, with that negative version, but it demands far less of us than the way Jesus taught it. That negative mutation of the Golden Rule is just a common sense self-preservation directive. There's nothing particularly Christian about the idea, for example, that I won't steal from my neighbor in the hope that he won't steal from me. That negative version doesn't urge us to offer anything to our neighbor who might be helped by something we have. I mean, it's one thing to say, I won't injure others because I would object to them hurting me. It's quite another thing to say, I will go out of my way to help others as I would want them to do for me. The Golden Rule, as taught by Jesus, is not an avoidance mechanism, but a deliberate involvement principle. And in other settings, the Golden Rule has undergone a cynical transformation into do to others before they do to you. And this is a grotesque distortion of this ethic. Instead of being the Golden Rule, it becomes the Gold Rule. I'll get mine while the getting is good, or I'll look out only for number one. And this attitude is often coupled with the cynical observation that corruption is everywhere, so I might as well look out for myself because no one else will. And unfortunately, there is some truth to that observation that corruption is widespread, and that many people who are supposed to be working for the public good are looking out primarily for themselves. But that's not true everywhere. But even if it were, it does not excuse those of us who try to follow Jesus' way. Even where sin is rampant, God still calls us to be holy. And some people view Jesus' Golden Rule teachings, including advice such as turning the other cheek, are too weak to take seriously. Russell Moore, who is the editor-in-chief of the magazine Christianity Today, says that this belief is one reason that Christianity is in crisis. He explains that he has had multiple pastors tell him especially the same story about quoting Jesus saying, turn the other cheek, only to have someone come up afterward and say, where did you get those woke talking points? And Moore said that in many of these scenarios, when the pastor would say, I am literally quoting Jesus Christ, The response would not be, "Oh, I apologize, I didn't know that." The response would be, "Yes, but that doesn't work anymore. That's weak." And he adds, when we get to the point where the teachings of Jesus are seen as subversive to us, then we are in crisis as Christians. Now, perhaps more than ever, we need the golden rule in those seemingly minute matters that determine the quality of our lives and the integrity of our existence. Few of us personally confront daily issues of murder, political corruption, nuclear responsibility, and so on. We do, however, continually face ethical questions such as, shall I keep my word? Or can I honor my commitments? We should hear something else that Jesus said in today's passage. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. In other words, Jesus calls us to reflect in our actions, a distinctive ethic that marks us taking him seriously. We should hear Jesus asking his disciples, what do you do more than others? And by the way, we're not responsible for our adherence to the golden rule having the effect we hope for. Because often it will, but keeping that rule is not so we can get credit for changing the world. It's so we can keep faith with Jesus, who calls us to follow him. As the Irish Native American connection shows, living the golden rule is not impossible. But even when it doesn't have the desired outcome, we should still do it, because as Christians, we follow Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.